The Valley's first major professional sports franchise returns to the postseason this weekend after a decade-long absence. Playoff basketball comes to the Phoenix Arena as the downtown Sports Shrine waits to add gambling to the list of revenue streams. And the baseball stadium next door gets set to end pandemic limits for attendance. KJZZ's Matthew Casey reports.
So yeah, we come out here, we work on passing, shooting from all different spots of the driveway.
Ethan DeYoung and his 6 and 8-year-old sons dribble basketballs outside their home. The boys like to imagine they're the Phoenix Suns' Jay Crowder and Devin Booker.
Oh, nice shot. So yeah, we pretend that I'm Chris Paul, the savvy veteran that helps facilitate to the youngsters.
DeYoung and his dad used to play like this in the 1990s, except then the stars were Charles Barkley and Dan Marley. There's also great Suns memories from the 2000s, but those were before DeYoung's kids were born. The Suns are relevant for the first time in the boys' lives.
Hopefully, you know, we can go to a game soon, maybe. I think these guys would have a blast.
The newly renovated arena is to host more than 11,000 fans for the first Suns home playoff game since 2010. They're a boost to a sports shrine close to escaping the pandemic's chokehold on live game attendance. Seating limits for baseball fans end next week at neighboring Chase Field, with most of the Diamondbacks' 2021 home games still to come.
Rod and Therese are big league. That's me right there.
Rod Smith shows me the brick he and his wife bought to raise money when the D-backs were a brand new Major League Baseball franchise.
I always know how to find mine because it's right at the entrance to the Game 7 Grill, a future Caesars gambling facility.
The D-backs have partnered with Caesars Entertainment, like the Suns have with FanDuel, to eventually open a sports book. Smith stops by his brick about once a year.
Toast to, you know, being a season ticket holder since 1998.
Smith has had to cut his ticket package as partners dropped out over time. This year, he'll be at weekend games and have a view from behind home plate.
My particular seats were not available to me when the season initially started.
The D-backs say they're lifting fan limits so season ticket holders can have their seats back. Seating was different when attendance was capped at 20,000. There hasn't been a crowd that big yet, but this could change Memorial Day weekend when Smith is to be in his new seats for the first time.
Playing the Cardinals and the return of Paul Goldschmidt.
Games, concerts, and theater are a major source of entertainment for Smith and his wife. Without them, he started a blog aiming to post a ticket stub he'd saved from a different event from every day of the year. Being vaccinated now makes him feel safe at Chase Field.
To me, it's a return to normalcy and getting back to the lifestyle to which we've become accustomed.
On Central Avenue, a few blocks west of the ballpark, stands a Marriott hotel run by Trent Collicott. He shows me to a conference room overlooking the Phoenix Sports Shrine.
Got a great view of downtown Suns Arena, and in the far background, we've got Chase Field right on the horizon.
The panorama this time last year was of a ghost town, he says, which was awful.
It feels great to finally see some feet on the ground again, to see fans checking into the hotel and going to games. And
being a huge local sports fan makes working so close to the stadium and arena a major side perk of Collicott's job.
I have season tickets to all four major sports teams here in town.
A decade plus of this kind of Suns loyalty helped Collicott get playoff tickets. He thinks a more than half full arena of loud fans means his kids will get a real postseason experience.
You know, if we made the NBA Finals, maybe we could see a full house with every seat. That'd be great.
Back in the suburbs, the Suns winning their first title on a last-second shot by Devin Booker is exactly what Ethan DeYoung's older son dreams of in the driveway.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
DeYoung says his boys are joining a basketball league this fall. Until then, he expects morning shoot-arounds with mandatory water breaks to be standard.
Temperature doesn't seem to faze these guys, whether we're shooting baskets or outside in the cold pool water, they don't seem to mind.
The pandemic kept DeYoung's family mostly home for the past year. The revival of the downtown Phoenix Sports Shrine could soon give him a different place to take his boys and their seemingly endless supply of energy. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.